Christmas carols. They seem to change our mood. And if ever there is a time to change the mood, this is it. This is Father Vosgen. I'm a priest of the Armenian Church. And I am connecting the dots between the spiritual, the emotional. Well, that's what we do here on The Next Step. But this is a special edition of The Next Step. Number 497. And I'm inviting you to take it with us right now.
Hi, this is Susie from In His Shoes, welcoming you to our 10th year of broadcasting The Next Step. The Next Step is a step, a stride, moving us forward. Here, Father Vosgen provides his unique and distinctive voice for Armenian Orthodoxy, as providing an intelligent and practical answer to the challenges of life. Since 2008, these next steps have been taken toward and for the disenfranchised members of the church community, as well as for those searching for practical and deeper applications of faith, as well as for the neophyte, those who are discovering truths in ancient orthodoxy. So turn up the volume and get ready to take the next step.
There is just about 10 days left for Christmas. In fact, there is just 10 days. And I got to tell you, I am kind of exhausted of the pain of not doing Christmas, doing everything else as a priest, and especially being in the church, doing all kinds of things instead of celebrating one of the most important times of the year. So forgive me. I'm going to take a little break right now, and I hope you'll take this break with me. Today, I'm going to treat you to some of my favorite Christmas carols. Put us in the mood. I've done this for the last few years in different ways, featuring some of the songs that I like, unusual songs, songs that you may not hear in the usual commercial fare that you hear on radio. But I usually do it right around Christmas, but I need a quick Christmas pick-me-up today. A lot of stuff has been happening and a lot of things that really want to bring you down. Trust me, there's just too much in the world that really, really wants to bring you down. So rather than go that way, how about if I share with you some of the best? I enjoy Christmas carols. It puts me in a different frame of mind. It reminds me of what's important. It grounds me on this very special celebration. The celebration of the birth of Christ, the incarnation of love, God taking human form. What a celebration. And it is a deep mystery. It is a mystery that eludes us, that we can't get it by virtue of being a mystery, right? That's what mystery means. We don't get all the aspects of it. But certainly where words fail us, there are tunes. There are certain rhythms in the universe that keep us moving. You know that just this week, scientists just this week discovered that the Earth has a hum, has a buzz, that from outside, from outer space, it is detectable. It has a buzz, and it could be caused, they say, because of all the water that's on the planet, and it's just moving and shaking, like a baby's rattle almost, right? And there is a buzz that touches us as human beings, that vibrates within us, what we sometimes call the sound of the universe, right? Buddhists describe that. What I like to compare to is the dham in Armenian music, right? The background drone caused by circular breathing. Where you breathe in and exhale out and you emit this sound. There's so many dimensions to it, and it vibrates within us. It vibrates within our soul. I think Christmas carols do exactly that as we're getting close to the Christmas season. I need this fix of carols. So what I propose to do for you today, I started a couple years ago on The Next Step. It was Christmas Eve one night, and rather than get heavy, I shared with you some of my favorite Christmas carols this evening as well. I'm going to share a few of my favorites to get us in the mood. We have about a week and a half before Christmas comes. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that it's a special one for you. And I hope that these songs reverberate in you. a very special spirit. Let's start off. This is one that I particularly discovered late. In other words, not when it came out, but I discovered many, many years later. And it is one to start us off today. It is Bing Crosby and David Bowie, singers from two different eras, talking about their commonality around the Christmas tree, the Christmas experience.
Hello. You the new butler?
Well, it's been a long time since I've been the new anything.
What's happened to Hudson?
I guess he's changing.
Yeah, he does that a lot, doesn't he? Oh, I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
Sir Percival lets me use his piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in.
Come in. Come on in. Are you related to Sir Percival?
Well, distantly, yeah.
Oh, you're not the poor relation from America, right?
Gee, news sure travels fast, doesn't it? I'm Bing.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
Oh, well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Well, mostly the contemporary stuff. Do you like modern music?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine. But tell me, you ever listen to any of the older fellas?
Oh, yeah, sure. I like John Lennon and the other one with Harry Nilsson.
You go back that far, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm not as young as I look.
None of us is these days.
In fact, I've got a 6-year-old son, and he really gets excited around the Christmas holiday mm-hmm. thing.
Do you go in for any of the traditional things in the boy household Christmas time?
Oh, yeah, most of them, really. Presents, tree, decorations, agents sliding down the chimney.
What?
I was just seeing if you're paying attention. Actually, our family do most of the things that other families do. We sing the same songs.
Do you?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
You too, huh?
And this one. This is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing.
King to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. Peace on earth, can it be? And years from now, perhaps we'll see. Our see the day of glory. See the day when living peace again. So peace on earth when we come. Every child must be made. Every child must be made to care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can.
I pray my wish will come true for my child and your child too. You'll see my day of glory.
I play my day
when men of goodwill live in peace again. Peace on earth, can it be? Can it be?
It's a pretty thing, isn't it?
There are Christmas carols that are fun. There are Christmas carols that point to the manger. There are Christmas carols that are just kind of like celebrating the season. There's a particular genre of Christmas carols that I especially enjoy. And these are more mystical tunes, more fusion tunes, tunes that take us to different places. One such performer is Lorena McKennett. She sings God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, one of my particular favorites, this version. I hope you enjoy it as well.
Thank you.
Blackmore's Night is a group that I discovered just this past year. Been enjoying all of their great music and also discovered that they did a few. I think there's three or four Christmas time songs, not necessarily Christmas carols, but here's a familiar tune is I Saw Three Ships, Blackmore's Night. I did say that some of these Christmas carols have to be fun. This one coming up is a fun one, in fact. Fun in a few senses. First of all, my son gave it to me a few years ago. Varajan gave it to me. It is also one a singer you wouldn't expect singing Christmas carols. It is Bob Dylan off of his Christmas in the Heart album. And this one is called Must Be Santa. Let's have some fun.
Who's got a beard that's long and white?
Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes round on special night?
Santa comes round on special night.
Special night, beard that's white.
Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Who wears boots and suit of red?
Santa wears boots and suit of red.
Who wears a long cap on his head?
Santa wears a long cap on his head.
Cap on head, suit of red. Special night, beard that's white.
Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Who's got a big red cherry nose?
Santa's got a big red cherry nose.
Who laughs this way, ho ho ho?
Santa laughs this way, ho ho ho.
Ho ho ho, cherry nose. Suit that's red, special night, beard that's white.
Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Ooh, very soon will come our way.
Santa very soon will come our way.
Eight little reindeers pull a sleigh.
Santa's little reindeer pull a sleigh.
Reindeer sleigh, come our way. Ho, 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 cherry nose, cap on head, suit that's red, special night, beard that's white.
Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Nixon, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Dashiell, Gansel, Branson, Nixon, Carter, Reagan, Bush, and Clinton. Reindeer sleigh, come my way, ho, 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 cherry nose, cap on head, suit that's red, special night, beard that's white. Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus. Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Yes, you heard it right. That was a new list of reindeers for sure. Along those artists who have unique voices and very, very special voices, one that really touches my heart every Christmas, and that's the voice of Louis Armstrong. Here he is doing Winter Wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the land, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we are happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new boy. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in the winter wonderland. As we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking while we walking in a winter wonderland.
A call to sing these Christmas carols, an invitation. We call it many things. We sometimes call it worship, right? Anyway, here is a call to sing. It is O Come All Ye Faithful from Chicago, no less.
Triumphant, O come ye
celebrating the season, an important thing to do. Yeah, it is an entire season. But even more important is to celebrate the reason for that season. And here we go. Let's start off with Mary Hopkin doing Mary Had a Baby. Yes, same Mary Hopkin. First Christmas albums that I truly enjoyed and really played until it was worn out was by Joan Baez, and here she is doing What Child Is This?
Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the
Here is a band whose music we really enjoy. We play them so often on Next Step and continue to enjoy. The Element Band, particularly Aradabanjan, doing on a few Christmas songs that they do, Christmas album. This one is called Hark the Herald Angels, Aradabanjan. What would all this mean if it weren't for that small little child in the manger? Here is Jethro Tull, one of the early songs that really got me hooked to this group. That really got me hooked to a lot of things. Here we go with A Christmas Song. Enjoy.
Once in royal David City, stood a lonely cattle shed. Where a mother held her baby, you'd do well to remember the things he later said. When you're stuffing yourselves at the Christmas parties, you'll just laugh when I tell you to take a running jump. You're missing the point, I'm sure does not need making. That Christmas spirit is So how can you laugh when your own mother's hungry? And how can you smile when the reasons for smiling are wrong? And if I've just messed up your thoughtless pleasures,
Santa, pass us that bottle, will you?
Christmas carols to put us in the season. I hope you enjoyed that. Those were some of my favorites. I've done this every year, right around Christmas time, actually a little bit closer to Christmas. Today I thought I'd do it maybe a week and a half before, sort of get us in the mood, especially right now. We kind of need that. I think there's always a time for Christmas carols. Always a need for Christmas in our lives.
Out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. So climb down the chimney, put up the brightest string of lights I've ever seen.
Susie here again. Before continuing with today's broadcast, I'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that this podcast is made possible through your prayers and generous donations. We are now in the 10th year of producing shows, which are heard around 6 continents. Since 2008, we have been providing quality programming through podcasts, educational videos, and streams, using technology's most current resources. The message of Armenian Orthodoxy, or as Father Vazgen calls it, Armadoxy, is giving people an intelligent and practical answer to many of life's difficulties, including the challenge to bring peace to a hurting world. To become part of this dynamic ministry, please take a moment now to visit inhisshoes.org website and press on the donate button. Your encouragement goes a long way. Please accept our heartfelt appreciation. Thanks for listening, and God bless. We now return to this week's Next Step with Father Vazgen.
We did something a little bit different today, and I hope you enjoyed it. A lot of Christmas carols to put us in the mood. This is Father Vazgen. We do this show, and we're now in our 10th year, and this is episode number 497, which means 500 is down the road. We have a lot of things going on right now. Wanted to just share this little Christmas cheer with you today. Trust me, we'll be back next week with the usual commentary and fare. For right now, thank you for joining us, and God bless you all, and God bless all of your Christmases. On behalf of the wonderful team who put today's show together, Susie, our producer, Ken, our engineer, this is Father Vazgen inviting you to join us again next week when we will take the next step.
And now here's the fine print. The information and comments presented within this podcast and our website do not necessarily represent the views of the Armenian Church hierarchy, but are presented as a challenge to define the dynamics of Armenian Orthodoxy in all aspects of life. Listening to these shows is habit-forming. Addictive behavior associated with the Next Step is rarely, if ever, remedied. Rather, the Next Step is known to relieve and cure common cases of narrow-mindedness, prejudice, numbskullness, and glaucoma in patients over the age of 20. Results may vary depending on credit rating. Findings are based on double-blind studies conducted in Istanbul and Jerusalem. Side effects include mind expansion, clarity of focus, higher rates of heart palpitations, sensitivity to the pain of others, and occasional nausea. The management and production crew of vpostle.net take full responsibility for changes you will experience. Not valid with any other offer.
Anything else?
Jesus is the reason of the season.
Yeah, Jesus is the reason of the season?
Yeah.
That's a good quote.